美国神韵艺术团今年以三个演出团、三个乐团的宏大规模，全新的表演节目，横跨世界五大洲30多个国家、115个城市巡回演出。无论是政要名流，还是鉴赏力极高的艺术家、音乐家，无不为神韵精彩绝伦的艺术表演所倾倒。这是我们的十大新闻之九。
2010年，神韵艺术团带着全新的节目展开全球巡演之旅。精湛的中国古典舞、中西合璧的现场乐队，让观众报以最高的评价。
Oh, A+.
You outdid yourself this year. Last year was superb, but this year I can't find a superlative to excel.
演出的盛况以及顶级的制作水平，也轰动了世界影帝之都好莱坞。
Very beautiful to see it. It became this one big, poetic event, and the color and the lights and the movement and the performers were fantastic. I thought it was wonderful.
Beautiful, touching, inspiring, elation, and yet calm. The guy that sang, the girl, the lady, I don't remember the names, the one that played that.Oh God, it was amazing.
在有着深厚文化传统的欧洲，神韵同样折服了各国政要和艺术界人士。
Es war so unglaublich gut und auch zu spüren, welche eine unglaubliche Möglichkeit besteht für Menschen.
Also ich war, als der Vorhang aufging, das erste Bild schon, war ich berauscht. Ich gehe auf Flügel.
在亚洲，神韵走过韩国、日本和台湾。演绎的5000年中华文化神髓，让深受儒家文化影响的亚洲人也赞叹不已。
本来呢，中国の姿ですかね、美しい中国の姿ですかね。日本人がこう憧れる素晴らしい中国を見させてもらっています。
정말한마디로정말보기드문감명을받은공연이었어요。
神韵以恢复中华5000年文明为根本，却遭到中共方面的打压。世界几百场的巡演中，不能回到神州大地中国表演，成为遗珠之憾。不过，许多旅居海外的华人都以神韵为荣。
呀，我非常骄傲，特别是能够在我丈夫面前，展示我们中国的民族文化，我真的非常开心。
好像回到5000年以前的历史，让我感觉到这个中国人很自豪。
自2007年的32个城市到2010年的115个城市。神韵艺术团在短短4年的时间扩张神速，全球演出超过960场，观赏人次超过220万人。2011年，神韵又将带来全新的节目和震撼，让观众屏息以待。
12月26号，美国神韵巡回艺术团在加东第一站渥太华的4场演出已经全部结束。每一场演出结束之后，观众都是用热烈的掌声来表达对神韵的喜爱。前来观看演出的华人表示，感谢神韵恢复正统的中华文化。
来加拿大2年的侯先生看过神韵后很激动。
我感觉到有一个心灵的洗礼的那个感觉，反正是有一个非常感觉非常震撼，就没办法用那个太多的语言能表达出来那种感觉。
雪莉女士也感受到神韵的美好和演员们精湛的表演。
我觉得非常的华丽，然后那些艺术家演员们，功底真的很深厚。
他们不约而同的惊叹神韵服装的精美和丰富。
衣服做的实在是漂亮，而且一看就知道是真的那个，真的丝，美丽的不得了。
兵马俑的服装，唐朝的服装，还有南方民族的那个服装，都不一样。
有华人觉得让加拿大长大的孩子观看神韵很有意义，因为他们从中能够学到正统的中国文化。
我们希望有机会可以学这种那个 folklore 的那个 music， 把它 revive 很要紧。
新唐人记者史青，加拿大渥太华报道。
12月26号，加拿大前国会议员也是前亚太司司长大卫·乔高和叔父一同观看了神韵演出，请看详细报道。
虽然这已经是大卫·乔高第4次观看神韵的演出，不出剧场的乔高仍然难以抑制激动的心情。
We were all applauding at things we saw. We were delighted with every
thing we saw. Nothing could be better. I think it's phenomenal. And I had high expectations when I came, but I've been enormously pleased by what I saw. And I'm seeing everybody else had the same reaction tonight.
与乔高一同前来的叔父已经89岁高龄，对于神韵演出他这样评价。
The very first time, yes. That's a fantastic show. Beautiful color, marvelous movement. I've been at many performances, but this one tops them all.
And someday you'll have to take the show to China and show the people of China what the culture of China is, what the singing and the dancing of China, the real China is. I can hardly wait for that day comes, and I'm sure it's going to come soon.
不只是乔高有这样的愿望，来自中国大陆的移民更是对神韵回到中国大陆演出充满信心。
神韵晚会我年年都来，这是第四次来了啊！这神韵晚会表现了非常正统的中国传统文化。我们从大陆来的人，在大陆从来没看到这么正宗的传统文化。我希望神韵演出越来越壮大，总有一天能到大陆去演出。我想。大陆人民一定会非常喜欢。
新唐人记者乔安，渥太华报道。
神韵艺术团在渥太华的每场演出结束之后，都会有很多观众久久不愿离去，仍然沉浸在神韵艺术家们精湛的表演之中，其中就包括这样一个菲律宾移民家庭。
玛瑞娜·罗萨里斯女士是一家著名保险公司的财务安全顾问，同时也是一名注册会计师。从剧场走出来，脸上仍然洋溢着喜悦的神情。
And these young performers exhibiting their skill, very beautiful, very beautiful. I will watch this again next year. Perfect, it's perfect. I like it. There's fluid, everything was fluid. Very good.
在兴奋之余，罗萨里斯女士讲述了自己与神韵演出的不解之缘。
Friend.My friend said she watched it last year, but she's watching it again. She said this is one event that she has not seen in her lifetime, and I should not miss. I should not miss this one. And I told myself, if she watched this last year and she's watching this again now, must be a must view.
罗萨里斯的丈夫埃尔·罗萨里斯先生在菲律宾大使馆工作，本身是一名经济律师兼注册会计师。和太太一样，罗萨里斯先生也为神韵的表演倾倒了。
It's a learning experience for me to see this wonderful culture, wonderful presentation of other countries. A marvelous presentation. I haven't seen one like this before. And I'm so happy that I was given a free ticket by my wife.
新唐人记者乔安，渥太华报道。
神韵在加拿大渥太华连续上演五年之后，有不少人已经成为忠实观众，这其中包括安省的省议员丽莎·麦克劳。
这是安省议员丽莎·麦克劳第四年前来观看神韵演出，吸引她每年都来的原因是什么呢？
Magnificent, elegant, and graceful. I think grace in so far as each of the performers had magnificent grace about them. I really enjoy the musical performances by the tenors and the soprano. That said, the dancing is so graceful. The entire performance has an elegance to it like no others.
优雅是麦克劳今天看完演出后用的最多的形容词。不过他强调，让他深有感触的是演出的精神力量。
The costumes are so elegant. The backdrop, the whole event is amazing today. I mean, you must admit that the cultural performance and that walk through Chinese history was quite amazing, and we were all very privileged to take part in it today. So it was wonderful. I must say that the Blossom was probably my favorite performance. In that, it reminds us that no matter how long or dark the day is, tomorrow there always is another one, and there's a spring around every corner.
这是新唐人记者林飞，加拿大渥太华报道。
12月26号，美国神韵巡回艺术团在加东第一站渥太华的四场演出已经全部结束。 每一场演出结束之后，观众都是用热烈的掌声来表达对神韵的喜爱。
这是热情的渥太华观众连续第五年坐满了国家艺术中心，现场感受神韵艺术家们的精湛表演。
It's beautiful, beautiful, and really I'm glad that they accepted the invitation to come over because I heard about it before and I read about it and today I see it really a live show. I would class that out of 10, number 10.
I'm loving it. Oh my goodness. The dancing, the choreography, I'm loving it. It is spectacular.
无论是艺术表现形式还是精神层面的信息，神韵演出的每个细节都能让观众们领略到这场艺术盛典的精彩。
It's wonderful. The colors are fabulous and the singing.
This is beautiful. I like this, the colorful it is and the history is bringing from old ancient China from now. It's amazing.
The way you brought in the spiritual side, coming in always to help people to live, to show them how to live, to correct wrongs that are there. And I thought that lovely relationship between the two, it was beautifully done.
12月26日，美国神韵巡回艺术团圆满结束了在加拿大首都渥太华三天四场的演出，并将于12月29日抵达加东巡回演出的第二站安大略省哈密尔顿市。这是新唐人记者乔安，加拿大渥太华报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团圆满结束了渥太华的演出后，来到了加拿大的第二站哈密尔顿市。这是神韵第二次来到这里，哈密尔顿、柏林顿市市长分别发来了贺信，感谢神韵带来正统中华文化的盛宴。
哈密尔顿市长在信中说，神韵艺术团是世界顶级的中国古典舞乐演出团体，作为中华正统文艺复兴的领航者，神韵已经莅临世界各地100多个城市，所到之处无不赞叹连连。这场盛宴将以震天撼地的鼓声、大师级的声乐歌唱，带您陶醉于前所未有的绝美境界当中。柏林顿市长写道，神韵让我们得以学习、领略非常独特而优美的正统中华文化。哈密尔顿位于加拿大人口众多、工业发达的金马提地区中心，尼亚加拉悬崖和安大略湖赋予了这座港口城市与众不同的美丽风景，而生机勃勃的艺术和文化更给城市注入了活力。
位于市中心的哈密尔顿剧院以出色的音响效果而闻名，能够容纳2000多名观众。今晚和明天，神韵艺术团将在这里演出两场。新唐人记者史金，加拿大哈密尔顿报道。
好的演出当然要和家人一起分享，现在就让我们来听一听在加拿大哈密尔顿观看了神韵的一家人的反应。
It was beautiful. It was very classy. It was beautifully done.
It was great to see the, all the different ones do their part. So exact coordination and everything like this. The audio video, the choreography was just fantastic. Where they brought it in and then people came up onto the platform. It was well done.
The choreography was excellent. The just skill of these dancers was exciting to watch. And one of the things that I enjoyed too was that it was such a clean program.
家庭中的每个成员都迫不及待地想和大家分享自己的感受。
We really liked the hybrid of the classical instruments, the Western classical and the Chinese classical instruments. The costumes were incredibly beautiful and very classy as well.
Beautiful also to see how the choreography worked in such a way that things were done in a way that you didn't quite expect. You kind of expect everything to happen. It was nice to hear.The influence of Chinese music, but also the influence of the Western classical music sort of woven together. That was beautiful as well.
It shows the quality of people from China. People need to see just what they can learn about your past and history and how it makes us aware of what a great heritage China has over the years. So we really enjoyed it. It was a great evening. Fantastic.
一家人一再强调，他们度过了一个非常愉快的夜晚。回去后，他们将把晚会的盛况告诉所有的朋友。新唐人记者史青，加拿大哈密尔顿报道。
有人说神韵是适合于每个人群欣赏的艺术，确实如此。艺术家们能从中欣赏到美，而教育学家则能学到文化的内涵。下面请看来自加拿大的神韵报道。
斯拉加教授从朋友那里听说过这场晚会，但他说演出远远超出了他的想象。
Oh, absolutely, it's beautiful. And I've been to China and I've seen some shows there as well. And this one far surpasses the ones I've seen. It's wonderful, it's beautiful, the costumes are gorgeous, the dancing is perfect, the men are strong, the girls are very agile in their dancing.
当被问到最喜欢哪个节目时，他摇头说这是没有办法挑选的。
Oh, everything. I like the costumes. Obviously, there's a lot of work and effort that's gone into the rehearsals, and you can see it in the performance. It's beautiful.
专门研究教育的斯拉加说，在短短的两个小时就游历了中华五千年的文化，这真是一件不可思议的事。
Oh, I think it's absolutely wonderful, especially when you're going into the 5,000-year history of China and being able to infuse that with dance and to express it through the movement in dance and through the costumes. Absolutely, and it's really emphasized through the commentators' comments at the beginning, so it brings you into the scene very nicely.
这是新唐人记者林飞加拿大汉密尔顿报道。
神韵巡回艺术团哈密尔顿市的首演已经圆满落幕了，毫不例外，这里的观众也是用热烈的掌声来欢迎神韵的到来。
在两个多小时的演出结束后，哈密尔顿剧院内近2000名观众用热烈的掌声来表达对神韵的赞叹。
Magnificent.
Brilliant. It was phenomenal. The costumes, the singing, the
lessons we learned.
The education, it was brilliant.
I loved the show, especially my wife.
It was awesome.
Really,
I didn't know what to expect when we came, and I was just thrilled. Unbelievable.
I've been in China five times, but of course, I've never seen anything like this.
Our first experience has been a great one so far.
Very nice. Very impressed. It's the first time I tried this.
Yeah.
And it's a Christmas present.And so I brought the whole family here, 11 people, they all enjoyed the show.
不仅仅是第一次看演出的观众发出感慨，多次观赏神韵的观众也同样赞不绝口。
So this is our third year, and it's absolutely fantastic. Every year you put on they put on an absolutely wonderful show of dance and costumes and culture. It's absolutely fantastic.
观众们对演出的细节都记忆犹新。
Backdrops are wonderful. I love the projection. Projection is very good. I love it when people fly in from heaven. It's very nice. Yeah.
Enjoy the men's dancing. And like the one part that I liked was the monks. I thought it was really, really cool.
Absolutely elegant. It's amazing what people can do with their bodies and how much training and dedication it takes to be able to perform the way that they do. Definitely.
每一位观众都是诚心而来，满意而归。他们都说，像这样的演出，他们明年一定还会再来。这是新唐人记者林飞，加拿大汉密尔顿报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团在加拿大哈密尔顿的最后一场演出圆满落幕，观众们为这场艺术盛宴所折服。请看来自哈密尔顿的报道。
The show was fabulous.It just leaves you speechless. It's so awesome. I have seen many shows, but this has topped them all.
Oh, I loved it. I love every minute of it.
Very beautiful, very emotional. Touched me very deeply. At one point, I had tears in my eyes.
It was excellent. It was amazing, like all the colors and everything.
I just loved it.
演员高超的技巧，绚丽的服饰，悠久的中华文化内涵。构成这台演出的每个细节都让观众发出赞叹。
The scenery is just spectacular. The dancers, I've never seen dances like that before. Very, very skilled, very skilled. I mean, as skilled as any ballet dancer I've ever seen.
Oh, it's lovely. It's just beautiful. The music is fabulous and just learning about the history and the culture is just as lovely.
The costumes are excellent. The dancers are very well trained. They're tremendous precision. It was an excellent expression of Chinese history and culture all rolled into one, and everyone should see it.
石英韵在哈密尔顿的两场演出都赢得了观众们热烈的掌声。接下来，艺术团将西行至安省的另一个高科技城市滑铁卢演出四场。新唐人记者史清，加拿大哈密尔顿报道。
在今年10月份首次参加新唐人电视台第三届全球汉服回归设计大奖赛，获得了优秀奖，在于归国的马来西亚服装设计师黄金存、黄光耀。在事隔两个月之后，12月18号推出了在马来西亚的首场汉服秀，揭开当地汉服文化的弘扬，并且获得了当地媒体的关注。
为配合世界首届嘉英联谊大会嘉英之夜晚宴，黄金存与黄光耀两位设计师在双威酒店推出马国第一场的汉服秀。
大会邀请我们来这边做一个 fashion show。一开始来讲呢，就是他们邀请我们做那个旗袍秀。但是后来举办当局知道了我们有参加这个汉服比赛，然后就是特别要求我们是其中一个环节。
加入一个环节，
对，汉服的
一个 fashion。
整场汉服秀共有十套女装和两套男装，横跨了唐、宋、明三个朝代。作为当天的模特，安琪儿和文丽在接受采访时兴奋地表示：“
很特别咯，好像见你这样，不同的怎么讲呢？不同的感觉，
这很不同咯，
不同的感觉，
第一次穿咯，
对对对，
我相信也是。”从未试过在马来西亚没有这个汉服 fashion show。
在众多来自全球的汉服参赛者中脱颖而出，获得优秀奖载誉归国的黄金存与黄光耀这次携手举办马国首场的汉服秀，吸引了当地主流媒体对他们获奖消息的关注和重点报道。
得益良多，
对，真的无可否认。经过了这个这次的新唐人他们举办的这次的汉服比赛，我本身也有亲自飞过去，因为多省是要留守大本营嘛，所以没有飞过去。去到那边真的获益良多，真的。因为之前老实讲，之前我们也是很有兴趣在这，无论是东方的或者西方的那些那些文化、那些传统、那些民族服装啊那种哈，东方也有，西方也有的。我们平时就收集很多很多资料，一得空就研究啊那种啊，但是苦没有那个机会去可以说是去发表啊，或者去一个参与啊这样啊。但是经过新唐人这一次之后，给我们又那个怎样讲，那个火又重新再燃起，
就燃烧得很厉害。
原来现今这个社会还有，真的还有怎样讲，
还有那么有心人，就是说想把这些汉服的东西真正的有心去推广出来，
去弘扬。
所以希望这一次的东西我们可以借着这个机会，把就是在马来西亚如果可以就把这个热潮带起来，希望可以做得到。
这是新唐人记者谢秀芳在马来西亚双威的采访报道。